A reading from Matthew chapter 21. In the morning, as Jesus was returning to the city, he became hungry. And seeing a fig tree by the wayside, he went to it and found nothing on it, but only leaves. And he said to it, "May no fruit ever come from you again." And the fig tree withered at once. When the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, "How did the fig tree wither at once?" And Jesus answered them, "Truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' it will happen. And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith." What is healing? Father Alfred Durance, who founded the Order of St. Luke, a ministry dedicated to equipping Christians to pray for healing, he responded to that question by saying this: "That is a question that is often asked and has many answers. The answer is simple. It is asking Jesus Christ what to do about any disease, and doing it that he might bring wholeness from the inside out. It is not a process of magic whereby we get God to do what we ask. It is praying, 'Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.'" I think Father Al's opening caveat is vitally important. We all have this inner pagan that wants to relate to the divine transactionally. Before Christ, we might have sacrificed a chicken and hoped that our favorite deity would have given us a good harvest. As Christians, though, we still bring this attitude into our prayers. We think, if I just pray hard enough, go to church enough, act good enough, then God is duty-bound to give me what I want. But there are all sorts of problems with this view. It demonstrates that we think God isn't really loving. It shows a lack of trust on our part because we want to hold God to a contract. It presumes we know what God wants to happen in a given situation. I think you get the picture. God is not a cosmic candy machine. He's a loving, relational being that actually has your best interest at heart, even before his own, as we can see when we look at the cross. Healing is God's loving action to implement his ultimate shalom in our lives. That word shalom is often translated peace, but it is holistic. Shalom encompasses the well-being of the whole person within the whole community of God's people. It is wholeness. It is setting things right. It's not merely serenity or absence of conflict. It's the promise that God will indeed bring us to a place of rest in which we can enjoy the good things he gives in every aspect of life. This side of the cross, but before Christ's return, it is something that is ever present, but as yet incomplete. We can and should expect God to bring about times in which we taste the goodness of God. One of those key ways, as seen in Christ's own ministry, is healing. I personally count Jesus' casting out of demons in that same healing category, since it's a kind of spiritual healing. Likewise, the raising of Lazarus and the little girl from the dead, I think, qualify as physical healings. As we reflect on what healing is, Father Durance's words are particularly poignant in light of our scripture. Jesus is cursing the fig tree and then teaching us that we can move mountains by sheer faith in prayer. First, it seems like a blank check to enact our own will in any given situation. But elsewhere, Jesus talks about doing things in my name. That's in Christ's name. To do something in the name of someone else is to do it, one, with their authorization, and two, according to the purposes of the person who authorized you to act on their behalf. Father Durrant says, healing is asking Jesus Christ what to do about any disease and doing it that he might bring wholeness from the inside out. We need to know what our Lord wants to accomplish by allowing a given illness before we presume to know what kind of wholeness God has in mind for us to pray for. That requires a kind of sensitivity to God, a kind of intimacy with the Spirit that helps us pray for the right thing, the right way, at the right time. Ultimately, all things will be healed when we are raised from death and join our Lord in his new creation, literally heaven on earth. But until then, God wants to rectify the broken situations in our lives, so one good thing allows for the next in turn. So we should ask the Holy Spirit what needs to be accomplished, and then pray accordingly. That willingness to ask God what he wants first, that definitely shows we have faith on our part because we are trusting God with the right diagnosis and treatment of someone's ills in place of our own often faulty human prescriptions. So pray boldly for healing, seeking to know God's will, and knowing that God loves the suffering with a love that can beat even death itself. Over the next few weeks, we'll be covering some of the basics of healing. We'll get a chance to look at the purposes of healing, types of healing, how to pray for healing, what gets in the way of healing, and how we can maintain the level of health that God has given us. We'll also be allowing time for questions after each gathering. So please be patient. If you ask something that I say will be covered in an upcoming session, if you still have questions after then we can dive into them at that point.